let's start with the purchase applications. What were the numbers in 2012 and 2011?
The Maryland State Police Licensing Division received 69,606 purchase or transfer applications for regulated firearms in 2012. In comparison to 46,339 in 2011.
And that would have included all of the purchase applications for guns in stores or wherever they would be purchased or transferred, I assume. What about the handgun permits? That's those numbers are a little different.
Yes, for 2012, the Maryland State Police Licensing Division received 4,864 applications for a handgun permit. That includes both new permits as well as renewals.
Backing up to the purchase applications, last year 69,606 applications were turned in. Were they cleared or were some number rejected?
Of course, there were some rejections in that number. I did not obtain that information. I wasn't sure that you would need that, but I did not get the declines.
Okay.
Disapprovals, rather. I'm sorry.
The disapprovals. I don't know if it would it be. All right. I'll start this recorder again, Sergeant. What is the process for obtaining a purchase application? What do you need to do simply to purchase a weapon?
In order to purchase a regulated firearm, you must fill out a request for it, which is a Maryland State Police Form 77R. A background check is required for anyone to purchase a regulated firearm. There is a 7-day waiting period to purchase that firearm. The Maryland State Police is required to perform a background report check notifying the dealer of the person selling the regulated firearm and if the transfer can go through within that 7-day period.
And you said something also about safety training. What does that involve? Is that required?
Yes, sir. When you go to a licensed dealer, one of the questions on the Maryland State Police Form 77R asks if you have received any required safety training or if you had prior military training, and which point in time you would have received safety training through the military. That is required, and that is a video or online training info that you would take, and then once that is completed, then you can proceed with your purchase application.
All right. And with the carry or conceal permit, the handgun permit, as it's better known, that process is a little more complicated. Maybe you can outline some of that.
Let me see. Give me one second. I'm sorry. For a carry permit or a handgun permit, the MSP will conduct a background check and determine if the application is qualified to possess the firearm and then meet the minimum qualifications for the issuance of the permit. Person must be an adult, had no felony convictions or misdemeanors, which is sentenced for more than a year of imprisonment, convicted of any other crimes that may have been pardoned that would have considered that would have carried that year, presently not addicted to any alcohol or habitual or any controlled dangerous substances, and does not exhibit a propensity for violence or instability for any other reason.
And that's all done by your, I assume, through your research arm.
Yeah, through the investigators at the licensing division, what will happen is that within the background check, those things are verified and checked into.